Kent Online News.
News you can trust. This is the Kent Online Podcast.
Nicola Everett.
Thanks for downloading today's Kent Online podcast. First up, a man's been jailed after driving into three women on a zebra crossing in Westmorling, leaving two of them with life-changing injuries. Lucy's got all the details for us.
Well, the women were walking on the high street in March when they were hit by a car being driven by Abby Ianson. He was already banned from driving and took the vehicle without the owner's consent. A court was shown CCTV footage of the crash and heard a statement from the victims. One said she now struggles to care for herself and the other has scars to her face and injuries to her bones. 24-year-old Ianson from Lunsford Lane in Larkfield admitted several charges and the judge says he's lucky none of the women were killed.
A Medway man who stabbed his mother has been told he must stay in a psychiatric hospital. Leslie Spearing died at her home on Oastview Terrace in Raynham last October. Her son, 28-year-old Jamie Burnett from Old Road in Chatham, suffers from mental illness and wasn't fit to stand trial, but a jury's decided he did commit the act. The parents of a baby girl who died from sudden infant death syndrome at 11 weeks old say they were abandoned by East Kent Hospital. Thea Reid from Herne Bay suffered from a rare genetic disorder, which meant she had breathing problems and was fed through a tube. Her mum and dad say they repeatedly asked for help on how to look after her. The trust say they've improved their support services for new parents. Now, we're being asked what we think about the amount we pay in council tax in Kent going up next year. I'm joined now by our local democracy reporter, Kieran Duggan. And Kieran, finance bosses are looking to balance the books, aren't they?
Yes, Nicola. Kent County Council is facing one of its toughest financial challenges since the Second World War. County Hall's budget for next year, which will run from April 2021 to April 2022, could see a significant funding shortfall. This comes as the council seeks to cope with the demands of COVID-19, which has led to a huge increase in spending on a range of council services, particularly adult social care, such as care homes, and schools, particularly in relation to transport and ensuring that there are enough vehicles to be able to get students to the education establishments whilst maintaining social distancing. And the gap that Kent County Council is facing could be up to £165 million. And to put that into context, Kent County Council's deputy leader, Peter Oakford, said that over the 10 years of austerity between 2010 and 2020, the council has had to make savings in excess of £710 million, whilst around a third of that total may have to be saved over the course of a single financial year.
Now, we don't know yet just how much money KCC will get from central government, but they're looking at a potential council tax increase of almost 2%. So what would that mean for households?
Well, Nicola, it would mean an extra £24 million would have to be paid to Kent County Council for its element of the overall council tax bill for a typical Bansea property. And that would take the total annual fee that is paid to Kent County Council to £1,225. And such an increase would help the council raise £14.4 million towards rising costs. At the moment, the government has not yet confirmed whether councils will be able to charge an additional levy for adult social care costs, which would represent around a 2% increase and help generate another £14.4 million for Kent County Council. And if that was approved, it would mean the Bansea property would have to pay an additional £24 for adult social care costs. And I guess in total, that would mean that an extra £48 would have to be paid for Kent County Council's element of the tax, which would cover adult social care and general costs.
And just remind us exactly what services are funded by the council, and can you tell us what happens next?
Well, Nicola, it's a good question to ask and a timely reminder of the different types of services that Kent County Council provide, more than 300 in fact. They include 84 children's centres and early years services. They're supporting also 1,600 children in care and 1,700 care leavers. The council is working with 583 schools on places and planning. And County Hall is also providing a range of public health and wellbeing services. So residents will be able to have their say on the budget proposals. And a consultation has gone live. It will run until November the 24th. And The document can be found on www.kent.gov.uk/budget. And going forward beyond the consultation, councillors will be debating the responses to that at various meetings in January before a final decision is made at Kent County Council's full council budget meeting in February 2021.
Thanks ever so much, Kieran. Gourmet Burger Kitchen, meantime, has announced it's closing two restaurants in Kent. The sites in Maidstone and Canterbury are among 26 to go as the company tries to stay afloat. A total of 362 jobs will be lost across the country. And all staff members at a theatre in Deal are being made redundant after it failed to secure funding from the government. The Astor Theatre applied for £80,000 from the Culture Recovery Fund, but bosses were told the bid was not viable. It means six people will lose their jobs. The venue will stay open, however, after getting cash from a community fundraiser.
Kent Online News.
A man's been jailed for 4.5 years after stabbing a teenager in the back in Canterbury. The 17-year-old victim had to be flown to a London hospital after being attacked by Josh Bruton in Palace Street last June. The 21-year-old, who doesn't have a permanent address, mistakenly accused the teenager of wanting to steal his watch. A Kent police officer who flirted with a victim of attempted sexual assault over Facebook has been sacked. A panel's decided Detective Sergeant Jonathan Pearce committed gross misconduct when he sent suggestive messages and topless photos to the vulnerable woman. He denied the allegations but has now been dismissed from the force. Drain sensors are going to be installed in Maidstone as part of a trial to try and reduce the risk of flash flooding across Kent. It's hoped they'll help identify problem areas during heavy rain so they can be cleaned and maintained better. Storm and flood repairs have cost taxpayers in Kent £5 million in the last financial year. Now, the boss of a Kent football team has been telling us how the sport has helped him following the death of his wife. Scott Lindsay's partner Hayley passed away last November. The Chatham Town manager says he needed football to help him cope mentally.
My wife Hayley was diagnosed with cancer 2018, and in 2019 I was assistant manager at Forest Green, and she got to the stage where she was really poorly and I had to basically leave my job and come home and care for her, which I did. And kind of as I did that, this job came available. It was local to me where I live, part-time as well, which suited me, so I could kind of carry on caring for her, which I did. It was something that I needed at the time, you know, it was something that I needed. You know, I was indoors with my wife and caring for her and looking after my children as well. And I probably needed a couple of nights to come out and get my head into football, which was needed. And it was and I'm really respectful and grateful of the chairman to give me that opportunity as well. And I've enjoyed it ever since. Of course, later on that year, my wife passed away, and I continued to do the job, and I still do now. And it's a great place to be. I'm working with some fantastic people, and it kind of is a release for me and keeps me away from kind of demons in my head. Being sat at home in a dark place where I can come here and get my teeth into something that I really love and enjoy, and it's an environment that I'm used to, and it's a good environment to be in.
Well, Scott was a guest on Team Talk on KMTV earlier this week. You can see the full programme at kentonline.co.uk. It's understood plans for a huge warehouse in Ashford that's been linked with Amazon are set to be rejected. Councillors will debate the proposed two-storey building on Waterbrook Park at a meeting tonight. There are concerns about its size, and it's thought more jobs could be created if the site was used differently. About 40 parks and green spaces in Kent have been given the Green Flag Award this year. Sites like Calverley Grounds in Tunbridge Wells, Folkestone's Lower Lees Coastal Park and Bluewater near Dartford have been recognised for how well they're managed. Landmarks across the UK, including the White Cliffs of Dover, will be lit up green tonight to pay tribute to the hard work of staff and volunteers. Owners of a Kent vineyard have put in plans to transform the site into a £1 million tourist attraction with a visitor centre and wine tasting tours. Mepham Valley Vineyard, currently grows 9 different varieties of grape at their site on the North Downs. Now, a new area has opened at Cyclo Park in Gravesend to help children learn how to ride bikes safely. Cyclo Land Play Village is made up of mini roads, traffic lights, a petrol station, and even a replica of the Dartford Crossing Bridge. And finally, work's underway to build England's longest and fastest zip line at Bluewater. Hang Loose Adventure is due to open outside the shopping centre near Dartford next February.
Kent Online Sport.
Football, and 3 Kent teams have been knocked out of the FA Cup in the 3rd qualifying round. Ebbsfleet United were beaten by Chippenham Town after a dramatic game that ended in penalties. Maidstone's match against Wimborne Town also went to spot kicks, which they lost. Sheppey United were defeated by Eastbourne Borough. But good news for Tunbridge Angels, they beat Chichester City 2-1 to go through to the next round. Well, that's it for today, but you can also now subscribe to the IM News app, and that will give you access to all KM Group newspapers. Head to iliffmediasubs.co.uk.
News you can trust. This is the Kent Online Podcast.